So we have been able to go through the topic significantly. One of the things we are able to get was we are able to extract the purpose behind love. You see, because when you don't know the purpose behind anything, the next thing is abuse, but not just abuse. The next thing is neglect. There is a certain measure of negligence that will be imparted to you as a result of the fact that you don't know purpose. You see, so when you realize the purpose of a thing, the way you apply yourself to it will change. For example, if these two people are here and you understand your purpose on earth, and him, he doesn't understand his purpose. See, the way you apply yourself to the things we are doing here will be different. Why? This person is doing it knowing that if it is possible that he will live out his destiny, then he will have to give himself more to what is happening here. Are you getting the point? But this person is just doing it. He has not attached any purpose to what he's doing. And two, if you have realized that there is purpose in view, and somehow you need to do something so that you will be able to apprehend purpose, the way you are doing it will be different from this person. Let me use a simple example to define for you what is purpose. Maybe the purpose of 21 days fasting is for you to receive the anointing it takes for you to deliver the assignment. Maybe somewhere, this person doesn't know anything. Are you getting the point? So if we say fast, and this person is probably fasting, and you are fasting, is it the same thing? Okay, we didn't say 21 days fasting. We said that just fast until something comes on you. And when that thing comes, you are now qualified to deliver or administrate your assignment. Listen, follow me. Then, this person doesn't know. But you know. You know, he will fast for 5 days and say, "Hey, oh boy, I fast for 5 days, oh, I don't try." You have fasted for 5 days. But the purpose of your fasting has not come. The reason, the target has not come. I know you will stop. I know. The reason why you will stop is that even though you think you know your purpose, you don't know it. Even though you think you know it, you are not consumed by it. Even though you know it by head, you have not entered into the experience. Have you heard of men like Ezekiel? When the word of the Lord comes to them, it jacks them from off their feet. In fact, when that encounter happened at the river Kabah, the scripture said that the people that were with him fell under power. The people with him fell under power. Yet nothing happened to them. I'm not here to teach you types of encounter. There is what we call optasis. There are two major kinds of encounter. Have you seen Jesus before? You must have seen. Many of us here would have seen. Like, normal, there is a mode I will enter into now. Many of you will start seeing Jesus, but that one is just sight. That one is just a witness. That one is just to confirm to you that what we are preaching is real. People like T.L. Osborne had it as a component part of their evangelistic outreach. T.L. Osborne will come to a crusade field where hundreds of thousands, there are thousands of people, and we say, "Jesus, prove to them that you are doing." Then one of those times, Jesus appeared in the sky and everybody saw it. That's not the kind. That one is wonderful. And there is a mode that we enter. Many of you will see it. But that's not the one I'm talking about. This one now, when everybody will see me, I've seen him many times. He can even come and say some things to you. That one is powerful, especially if he has spoken something to you. But that's not the one I'm talking about. The one I'm talking about is the one that happened to Paul. So there are two. The encounter Paul had with Jesus was not so much about what was said, was not so much about what he saw, was not so much about what happened around him. It was about what happened to him. That kind of encounter is not about the fact that you saw angels, saw Jesus. No, what happened? There are some people, there are encounters you have with Jesus pride will just leave you. When you see him, the light in him will shine so strong that you will see the darkness of pride leaving with fear. The thing will run away. I suggest some of you need to go and update your knowledge in some of these matters. Find the series. I think it's up to 1 to 6 by Peter Tan. Spiritual Realm, 1 to 6. You need it. Then it will educate you. In fact, find some of his series. Find it. Find it. So the difference between two people is the one that have understood the purpose or he or she is doing. If you don't understand the purpose of love, it's not possible for you to give yourself to it. As I used to say, I told somebody design flyer, and he went and put hat, the red one. Say after me, the red one. I'm not hearing you. Really, the what? The red hat. That's what he put for me. He put the red hat. Yeah, somebody reminded me and then put wedding ring. He put red hat and put. So as far as he's concerned, that is what he knows as love. Obviously, purpose has been defeated. With that kind of stuff, purpose has been defeated. Fortunately, that is the understanding of the average person. If I say love, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Is it not relationship? And that's the thing with many of the ladies here, Telemundo and Z-World. All these Indian movies that somebody will want to fight, somebody is about to die, he will dance and sing. After singing, you know that. That's how you know love. So what we did in the beginning is to unlearn. Because before you learn, if you want to learn well, you have to unlearn. At least, if not for anything, at least find out what it is not. So what we were able to find out in the beginning was what it was not. We found out the purpose of love. What was the purpose? Somebody get mic for him so that his generation will hear him. What is the purpose? He said that the purpose of love is sonship. Correct. Maturity. It was there that we did some small digging. We found out some things in the scripture. That there is such a word that is called telios. Is it not true? And there is such a word that is called teleotes. And there is such a word that is called teleosis. Somebody come and help me and tell me what it means. You are in my class now. Eh? You listen online. Mm-hmm. So you are in my class. How can somebody listen online and say he's not in my class? You are in my class. Both online and it's the same thing. Hi, boy. So what is teleosis? Perfection. What of teleotes? Perfecting. What of telios? Perfect. Let's clap for Highboy. Highboy, the man of God. Hey! So we now move further. When we are able to define purpose, define the end, we now saw that it is not possible for God to perfect his work without bringing us to a depth of understanding. From the book of Ephesians chapter 3, is it not 19? Where the scripture said, show me, find it, Esther. Where we will find ourselves, 3:19. Let's see 18. He said, may be able to comprehend with all sense. This kind of comprehension, Emma, this kind of comprehension is beyond what one man can see. There is a measure of God that one man cannot see. So we may be able to comprehend with all the sense what is the length. After the length, the what? The breadth. After the breadth, the what? Huh? The depth. After that, what? So you see it. It is only when we find ourselves in that kind of binding that we'll be able to find another layer of depth. In other words, there is a depth no matter how much I press into God as a person. There is a depth in God I can't touch, only me. No matter how much I press. That one is a clear fact. Almost everybody knows it. The problem is, how do we... You know, people can know things, but how do we do it now? Amen. So when we moved up from there, we were able to show that it is not possible for the characters of the Spirit being worked out by the Holy Ghost in our heart to find a synergy except there is a binding between them. We used a particular scripture to buttress our point. What was that scripture? Colossians chapter 3 verse what? 14. Anyway, for you to understand 14, you might have to go up. And then you find out that even though our emphasis started from verse 14, that there is a deliberate listing of certain characters of the Spirit. Are you with me here? Where are you? Come back. Are you sure you are here? I will ask you the next question. Woe unto you if you can't answer it. Better be looking at me. So we find out that there are the characters of the Spirit. We listed a few of them. Why not show us? I'm just doing a recap, because by the mercies of God, this should be the last session we'll have on this topic. Watch. He said, put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowers of what? Number two, kindness. Number three, humbleness of mind. Number four, meekness. Number five, is there any other place in the Bible you have seen something like this? Galatians chapter 5. So if you go to the book of Galatians chapter 5, the scripture said that these are the fruit of the Spirit. He began to list them. And from what was listed there, you can't see anything much different from what is here. Okay, somebody has shown me. But go to my Colossians. Golden scripture. Go to Colossians. So he now said in verse 13, forbearing what? One another. And forgiving what? One another. If any man have quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also what? Showing you that this is a matter that is dealing with relationship. Of course, the believer's love work borders around relationship. Not that kind of relationship many people know. I saw one somewhere. If I say it now, the person might get to listen to this thing now, and it will seem as if I'm talking about the person. I just saw a name. I don't know where I saw it. The name of the program is... It's fine, though. If you are just teaching only on boy and girl... The only thing people know on relationship is boy. That is the weakest part. They said the name is Relationship Panadol. Are you with me? That is not... Anyway, it's a good name. I mean, if your relationship is having headache or having... Just give it Panadol like this. The thing will go. So we want to cure this, is but that one is, it's not to... Satan doesn't fight that one. The way you know, listen to me, are you with me? The way you know what is most important in life, in ministry, in the kingdom, is what Satan is fighting the most. Anything Satan is resisting you from doing the most, that is more important than anything. Take for example, he doesn't want you to pray. You know, Satan can allow you... Many people don't know that Satan can actually allow you to preach. Do you know, Victor? In fact, I know some pastors that have not prayed, and they preach for complete 3 months. guess what? He even allow anointing to move, because he knows that the real work is done on the knees. The real labor is on the knees. He can allow you to prophesy divine, and then you see vision, see vision, see vision. You know what I've noticed about people that see vision a lot? They are very lazy. Very, very lazy. Once you come to prayer, you pray small, they will hang one side looking for vision to see. Maybe so. When you are through with praying, they say, when you were praying, I saw a vision. I went to one program. One young man was sleeping. Who was there with me? I think you were in that program. Some of us, it's not only you, we are many. We went to that program. The young man was sleeping for long. And then we said, if you saw something, the guy did like this. I said, I saw. I said, shut up. Somebody like you is not permitted to see anything in my meeting. I don't care. If God cannot tell us from any other means, we don't need it. Sometimes it's not seeing self. You need to be confident in what is more important. I heard of a prayer group that the leader doesn't see vision. He doesn't even have much gift, but he has much grace in prayer. And God gave him authority. If he prays, something will happen. But he doesn't see much vision. You know what the guy did? When they press more, many people say, I saw. He said, just be seen. Bring what you saw. Let's get the answer. Imagine authority. So as far as the guy is concerned, all you are seeing is nothing. What is important is getting that thing to manifest. I mean, all the vision you have seen since the last, how many has happened? Do you know the most frustrating thing in this vision prophetic thing? You know the most frustrating thing? Those your vision and dream and prophetic. Sometimes it will be much. And then instead of helping you, it will now confuse you. You can have 5 visions. 2 of them is on this side. 3 is on this side. That is the time to stop vision and start praying. That time vision can't help you. It is a proof. Now I'm telling you what we understand. Me, I have, there is a place I've entered them, and I've entered where they cause visions, they cause men to have visions. You know, there is a place you will be. Have you heard of Micah? I want to ask you, those prophets that prophesied by a lying spirit, were they really lying by intentionally? They were just saying what they picked in the spirit. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The gift, this thing is like antenna. Once you put on, if it's any station that is on can be picked. So that's what people that have gift do. So what happens is this. Sometimes even God will want to make everybody here to either come up to a higher level or be inundated by their lack of effort in seeking him. When God notices that everybody is now depending on gift, depending on manifestation, he will make sure that all the those things will be broadcasted from a lower realm. Let me tell you what is a lower realm. A lower realm is a realm that Satan can still attack. Listen, there is a realm that gifts will manifest from, even the gifts. I know all the manifestation and usage of gift is not functioning from the same realm. I need you to know there is one that will manifest. Satan can't attack it. There is a way. That's why when we come for 24 hours, I hope you know that as soon as we pray for 3 hours, some people have started seeing. I hope you know. Why is it that we don't ask for it? Because some of the things you are seeing is what we need. The prayer that day came to solve it. By the time we pray to a certain point, those things you saw will become irrelevant, because prayer would have solved it. So now, one man, Micah, attended council meeting where they discussed what they would do to the other prophets. The other prophets came with their gifts. Oh boy, We go see today. But we go see today. The other one was fasting, seeking God. Seeking God. And then he pierced through the barrier of the spirit and entered the plane where they discussed where to give. You know, they finished discussion there and then they broadcast. All the prophets will use their gifts and be picking. It be like God. It be like this one we do. It be like, if this one will happen, why? You can only know why if you enter council. You can only know how if you enter council. You can only... People that know what is not too important. Are you seeing it? So if that kind of thing happens, it will mean that concerning this matter, there is still many variables. But you as a prophetic person can use your gift and pierce and pick. Bah, 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 bah. But there are still many variables. When you rise up beyond that plane and enter council, you will now know why there are many variables. It was Micah only that attended in the whole nation, one man. There is a realm that Satan cannot attack. There is a realm that Satan cannot confuse. Watch, let me get back to my script. He said, forbearing one another, meaning that this is relationship. Huh? Between me and you now. We need to know that Satan doesn't want us to be together. As I said, how you know the most important thing is what Satan is bound. He wants to fight it. He's a spirit. So God can trust that a generation will be led in the way of prayer. Are you with me? God can trust that a generation will be led in the way of holiness. God can trust that a generation will be led in the way of character. God can be sure that a generation will be led in the way of wisdom. Just because a man rose. Are you seeing it? Just come around his ambience. You'll be infected by the same spirit. The man has risen at that level before, even if you are called to a baptizer ministry, before the functionality will come, you have to rise. Are you with me? Yes. Before the Holy Ghost came, the baptism of the Holy Ghost came, what was the testimony in the book of Acts? He said that the same Jesus is now coronated the Lord and Christ. It was from that place he was sitting. Peter was saying the proof that he's sitting now is this Holy Ghost that was shed. See, so for a man to baptize a generation, he has to rise higher. And height is a proof of authority. Now. Let me come back to my topic. I'm trying to prove some. I'm trying to tell you why Satan will not allow a family to pray together. Praying together is not praying together in the morning. Listen to me. Listen. Are you listening to me? There is a power family altars have if they pray together. Not that kind of prayer many people pray now. The one that is in many families is religion. They will now wake you in the morning and say, all the time they will just be waking somebody. Hmm? Hey. And then you just manage and come out there and as they are praying. If he's in my place, some of you, sorry, Doc, I know you are not an evil man, but I will just sing this song in evil language. Imela, 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 Imela. Bright, you know this song. Are you with me? Sometimes father has quarrel with mother. Siblings have not even understood the burden that is facing the family. Huh? They are gathered together in a physical place, but they are not gathered together in the name. But the scripture says, when two or three are gathered in my name, they are gathered physically, but in the name they are not there. They are different places. The authority we receive in corporate setting is dependent on whether we are gathered in the same place. That's why anytime we come here to pray, I said it last time, you must find our meeting place. Raymond, where are we meeting today? He says, Zion, you tried. I know if I ask you now, you will say White House. That is a proof you don't understand it. You don't understand the shape of the spirit. Where are we meeting? You need to know where we are meeting, so that you find yourself there. I hope you know people can appear in physical meeting, but they didn't come where it is. So whatever, are you with me? Administration is on the basis of authority. So whatever administration that is being, when we say gathered in the name, we are saying we are gathered within the frame of the authority of Jesus. That's what we mean. That you are not found outside of the authority of Jesus. And in this context, not just positionally, but organically, that in organic dimension, that you have been ferried to the point in the spirit where you are touching the reality of the name. You are in that place. So certain of us, as you know, that the scripture said in the book of Ephesians, that there are places in Christ. I don't know where God wants us to meet today before we started, but as we journey, once you gain ascendancy, very soon they will, the way they do it, have you heard the people, on the day of the meeting, we will send you the venue. We will tell you the venue. We communicate what? We communicate the venue to you on that day. Is when you appear, you journey. Very soon, there is a way you grow. Then you will locate the place. And then you enter. So sometimes we pray. Many people have not found where we are. But we are here with them. Where are we meeting?
They don't say amen.
So you need to understand, a family can gather together and pray, but they are not in the same location in the spirit. So they say, the husband will now say, Father, we pray this thing as one family. Who said so? It's only you and your husband that is saying that. Satan is not deceived. The things you are talking about, they know you are not in the same location. These are the things people are not taught. So they wonder why a whole family gathered and prayed on something, yet nothing happened. That is why a season can come. And because families have not found out how to arrive at the same point in the spirit, so that their different capacities will be gathered together in the authority of the name. And then God can use that and administrate his agenda. In the time being, God will be using one man of stature to do his business. Which is why many people that have risen for God in many families are beleaguered with much responsibility. Because it might be only you that understand what it takes to arrive at the name. There is a place where the deliverance of every family is. And for that deliverance to come, you have to arrive in that location anytime you pray for your family. If you don't arrive at that location, deliverance for your family is not in any other location. So if a family will pray together and bring God's deliverance, all of them must arrive at the same location. But you come in the morning, your family can be gathering, but they have not gathered, and you can't find oneness and unity there. One of the ways that Satan ensures that it is not possible that thing happens is this. Say after me, this one. Let me show you. Today, my target is to show you the enemies of love. Then we pray and go. If you are with me, say amen. Amen. If you are with me, say amen. Amen. Number one enemy of love is offenses. 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 Luke chapter 17, verse 1. Let's start with Luke chapter 17. There was a story I read somewhere. They said a pastor came to a dinner party in the house of a rich man, and then saw a check of $20,000, and then said, what is a check of $20,000 on a dinner table? Oil we pour on it, something we pour on it. He took the check and went to the Bible that they kept on the mantelpiece and put it inside. When he left,
the husband and wife were discussing. They said, all these pastors, they are now fake. Even Pastor Justice is now stealing money. Collected our money and left. As they were saying that, said that for long. In fact, they stopped going to that church for months. Until one day, the wife now stumbled on the pastor in a grocery store and asked the pastor, "We have said we have forgotten, but I don't know why I'm asking you. I want God to redeem you. Watch out. I want God to save you so you won't die in this your sin." Say, what? That money, that day you left, the money escaped. The man said, is that why you people stop coming? That what happened is that I just took the money and put it inside the Bible. It has been 3 months, they have not opened the Bible. It has been 3 months. Say the truth. Are you not like that before? The first thing you do in the morning is to open Bible. That's the first thing. Verse 1. Then said he unto the disciples, "It is impossible but that offenses will come." Can we get another translation so that it will be easy for them to understand? Okay. This one is even weak. Go back to KJV. Some translations are weak. Part of the reason, do you know what I've noticed? Part of the thing that made this generation weak in their faith is part of the contributing factor is the weak translations they are using. I know you don't know how important it is to use some translations. Have you not noticed that somehow KJV is heavy? I can't even explain it. There are some translations you will be using, it will just be doing as if you are drinking pap. It's so weak, so weak. You are saying, "I want to understand it." No. It is important that you say what God said the way He said it. Sometimes, I need to tell you, some of us that God has blessed with the grace of utterance, sometimes when you speak, it's important your choice of words. I have taught you people the way utterance works. Sometimes before it comes, it will be coming like packets of words scattered from far. It will be coming. As it's coming, you will see 8 words that can serve. The 8 of them can serve. But the Spirit will choose one out of that 8. If you don't use that one, your trance will be weak. If you use that one, somebody will hear it and say, "Kai, where did this person, how did he manage to say this?" Have you not been bothered with? They are just saying the right thing, the right word. As it's coming, it will be coming. Of course, it's coming in milliseconds. So that's why it's all transit by the Spirit. I don't want to go there. So if you choose the weak word, it will not achieve the agenda. That's translation. Do you want me to name some of them? Should I name some of them? Okay, I will not name them, but I will tell you the one you should use. Focus on KJV. Yes. Use 1 or 2 for additional. Stay on KJV. All this nonsense thing you are reading, that's why you are like this. You say you want to understand better. You want to understand better. Your life is now watered down. If it's KJV, some of the time you say, if you are full of the Holy Ghost, those ones will come and water being full of the, they will just be saying something. But when you say, "Be filled with the Spirit," full, there is a way it comes. But those ones will be saying, I don't know the kind of words they use. If somebody come and just like water fills a tap and you are now filled with it. Have you seen some of those translations? You are now filled. Are we wondering whether I'm reading story in primary school? The thing doesn't move me. Then said he unto them, it is, say after me, impossible. That's the problem. Say after me, it is impossible. But that offense will come. We cannot say, we cannot, you know, there are things you can pray away, like sickness and all that. Offense is not one of them. Offense will come. The only thing is this. He now suggested to you to make sure that the offense doesn't come to you. I want to tell you, the greatest thing that makes love to break, the greatest, the most common, the reason why I call it the greatest is because it's the most common, is offense. It's offense. It's offense. Offense. An offense must come. Jesus is the one that said it, I'm not the one. Offense must come. Offense must come. No be how that when our prayer this thing scattered that time. Well, you don't suffer. How many prayer group have you entered now and you have not found the bearing? It's me and you. I must find you. I must locate you. After all those things they were doing in UNM, there is a vision we saw recently. We saw a cave. The cave, people were in chains, crying, looking for a way out. They now told us the name. The names of the people in cave are intercessors and priests. Say, intercessors in chains and in bondage, and they are looking for a way of escape. Suddenly our man entered, opened the door like this. He was telling them to come out. They were stuck in their way of trying to come out, even though God has made a new way. Just a few people came out, and the door that opens was in a time frame. After some time, it closed again. That's how all of them are praying everywhere. That this thing I'm telling you is the problem with many campuses. People are doing many things, but they are not doing the thing that is working. You know, I came and told you people in your campus, many of you don't like me again. Me, I don't care. They will meet me. Me, I'm sure. I'm secure. They'll meet me in 10 years and say, hey, that thing you told me, oh. By then, they have pot belly. They can't fast again. They'll be saying, when we are in footer? Don't tell me when you are in footer. I need to see it now. Men, that if you really touched God, all your lifetime, you will be a witness. Huh? Generations will live off the encounters you had with God. If men stand upon the altars that you stood upon, they will start having encounters again. That's how I also came to where is James? I came to your campus now. I told them, they too, they don't like me. Since that time, they don't like me. I told them that you people are operating without license. Meanwhile, I didn't plan. I wanted to say something. I just wanted to move in power, hit people, and then go. The thing was, say it or I deal with you. I now said it. I didn't want to say it. It's not even up to 3 years. And it is true. All those people that sprung up everywhere that time, all of them has fizzled. The land has become dry again. But I said, if people are not happy, I'm not saying because I was happy. I'm saying it because I saw the magnitude of work that need to be done. And I needed people to gain past. But young people, they know they hear. Until they now make, they now waste 2 years. They now start doing what they would have done in the beginning. I know this land. I'm not just any man of God. I hope you know I'm indigenous of this land. This land kills her prophets. This land. He has drunk the blood of anointed people. Behave as if nothing happened. The reason why I'm raised is to make this land pay for the blood of the prophet he has drank. That's why I'm here. You might not have noticed. That's why what prophet and all they are trying to say. But me, I know. That's what some of you are doing. You are using glove hands to deal with. You have to roll off your sleeve and labor. Sorry. Let me get back to my... Then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible that offenses will come. So, offenses is going to come. Let me give you an example. Sometimes, between you and your husband, if there is a place the two of you is going in synergy in prayer, Satan will be, if you see the kind fear that will enter him, he will bring offense. Nothing serious. Your husband probably will call you and say, how are you? Why are you answering like this? The problem started with, why are you answering me like this now? The call will now end. This person is dissatisfied with the way this person answered. That is not the point. Oh. That thing is not the target. The target is the way the two of you is going now. Even myself, I'm happy. And the way I'm happy is the way Satan is not happy. This is the first thing he's going to use. And then you say, I had small... Somebody like Doc will say, I have small disagreements and all that. Where is Doc? Uh-huh. My guy. No be disagreement. You don't they touch things. You don't they touch the thing, they shake Satan like this. They shake him. How do we get to this man? How? The things he used to use, have you not noticed he's no more working? There is one thing that we always work, say offense. And he knows that we'll be able to achieve this thing more, better, faster, if you are a tag team. So he will deceive you and you say, let me go and pray on my own 3 days retreat. Your husband will go on 3 days retreat. You will go on 3 days retreat. As you are coming back, Satan will bring back the altar that left before. Call you left gate open. Huh? You are busy doing work inside, but gate is open and it's 12 in the night. A thief is passing, even if he doesn't want to steal anything. You know who is a thief? You don't know this thief. Thief is thief. There is a word in English language that is called kleptomania. Kleptomania. It means that even if you have iPhone like this, what's the latest iPhone? 12 Pro. You have 12 Pro. How much is it? Huh? Okay, what's the price in dollars? $1,500. So watch. You have that 1,500. And this person, look at this phone that needs is, you know, I don't know. So you bring this phone now. You have your Max Pro. But when you see this, a kleptomania will still collect this and put on his own. He can't even stop himself. As long as there is an opportunity to... That's whom Satan is. As long as there is opportunity to steal, he can't even stop himself. Until he collects. So you then left your house open, the gate open in the night. Even if Satan didn't plan to steal that night, he will steal. Say after me, offense. So if brethren are together and moving in love, what is the first thing you think can attack that love? Say after me, offense. I need you to understand that the focus is not the offense. The focus is what the offense is supposed to achieve. It is supposed to deal with the synergy and oneness. As I told you people, what love is supposed to do is to become a binding factor. Between two people. When offense comes, it comes to that binding factor and weakens it. You have seen, how many of you have seen, who will I use now? David. Let's say you use super glue to join something together and the thing is so tight you can't even remove it. Can super glue gum this my hand? The two of them. If I want to force it open, will it injure me? You know, there is a gum that if I want to force open, it might tear my flesh. Do you know what? You can try to force that hand open. It will not. Watch, watch, watch. Are you watching? If men are bound by love, Satan using external force trying to break them cannot break them. Let me give you an example of external force. Things like hunger, like persecution, like lack. The thing even makes you to be even come together the more self, if it is true genuine love that is binding the two of you. Imagine you went to war with dog. Now the two of you are soldiers and you are in Sambisa forest and then you are fighting. The more you fight, the more you face adversity and surmount it, the more you become brothers. Sometimes the reason why soldiers call themselves brothers is what they have passed through together, not necessarily what they have enjoyed together. I bring you this news. Sometimes the things you had with people and you are calling them brothers, and if you calculate your engagements with them that made you call them brother, 80% is just enjoyment. They are not your brothers yet. The way you know them, the things you have passed together, you have fasted together, won souls together, suffered persecution together. Are you getting the point? Lacked together. They even chased you together. You went to heal the sick together and you went. You took the cripple. One of my friends told me those days, we are frustrated. My friend was moving on the road, and he said God told him to go and raise that cripple. He went, took the cripple up like this. Yeah, he led it. He said, God, you told me. Took the cripple again. The cripple went. Took the cripple, the tether, and the cripple. Took the cripple, the thing. Nothing worked. He came back crying. He said, God told me. And it didn't happen. There are many people that backslid because of that. There are things they don't understand. There are many things that we can use to answer that question. Part of it is that for some people, God is just trying to show you, oh boy, this is where you need to function. And it be like, you don't know, say you don't have what it takes. When he disgraces you like that, some people, they need disgrace for them to step out. There are people that don't like disgrace. The general overseer of one of the biggest Pentecostal churches in Nigeria, what made him start working in the miraculous was that a crippled person, he was preaching in the market. He said, Jesus can heal. He can heal now. As he was saying now, a cripple was now coming. Hey, Victor. And he was coming. Jesus, he was, before he said, Jesus can heal. When he saw a cripple, he said, Jesus can heal. Jesus can heal you if you believe. So when he saw that, he be like, he must pray for this guy. He now took the guy, went behind where nobody is seeing him, and said, because God told him pray. He went and prayed and said, rise up, legs walk. The guy fell down. Did everything, nothing happened. When he finished, God said, what I told you, take the guy outside, come in front of the market, and tell the people you want to pray for this person. My brother, the reason why some of you don't know what that person is passing through is because you have not tried it. Some of us that have tried it know that you will die 100 times. I understand. When years ago, if I hear Catherine Kuhlman say, I die 1,000 deaths, I will be praying, I die. When I come out like this, I say, I died before I came. I didn't know what it means to die. when they tell you to come out like that, as you are coming out, you are dying. You are dying. You are dying. As it not happen, that voice will be telling you, what if it doesn't happen? And you pray the first one, it didn't happen. You tell it, Tangoli. Tangoli go. Tangoli. Tangoli go. Who sent you? Who sent you? We have been warning you. Who sent you? Today you have disgraced your family. But the man is dead. And the man stood up and walked. The whole market scattered. The whole market scattered. That's how the church rose. Because that kind of miracle is not normal. It's a sign. The reason why you have to contend for that kind of miracle is that that's the beginning of your ministry. God might have used you to raise somebody in the secret, do many things in the secret, but that kind of one, is not a normal, is a sign to people that another prophet has risen. I know you have probably prayed for somebody, fell under power, some people were healed and all that. But just like somebody like me, you come on a crusade ground, you minister in the morning, come in the evening, tell them the Holy Ghost will come. Try it. When you come in the evening, the principalities of Okofia will come and sit on you. They even give you headache. As there are things we have seen. When you come and say, this will happen, they will give you headache before the program. Before you are through with fighting the demons in your hotel room, you appear on the crusade ground very tired. You just do one thing and leave and tell them, just go. As you get home, you will get better. As you are going, as you are going, God will be healing you on the way. Okay, you have lied too much. You have lied. The things you have told people. Hi. But when you win and you come, you enter with a rod. Ah! You don't want to go there. Sometimes you stand. You will stand on a crusade ground, you will stand like a god. You will just know that any Satan that crosses that, you see, Satan knows in that state, he will give you space. When you finish, he will come back. Because if he crosses that time, it means that he wants to be judged. Any demon, witchcraft, whatever that comes at that state, wants to be judged. You have heard my story of what happened in that meeting. I know some of you don't know. It was four principal spirits we are contending in. I wanted to eat in the hotel room. Me and Ugochukwu was there. The Holy Ghost constrained me. We prayed till 6 p.m. for morning. By the time we stood, I know people are in the crusade ground. What they saw was manifestation. Fire was all over the campus. Fire. You know, some of us are fundamentally molded as territorial beings. Some of you are making me to teach some kind things I don't want to teach. Love. Say after me, love. Hallelujah. So the first one is offense. So this is what Jesus is trying to say. Be aware that as far as relationships are concerned, offense will come. And the target is to break the bond of love. Are you getting the point? Now he now said, make sure that it's not coming. Let me give you another scripture so that you find out. Let's see Romans chapter 16 verse 17. Romans chapter 16 verse 17. Esther. Watch. He said, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses, contrary to the doctrine which you have learned. And what? I will not lie to you. There are people that are anointed with grace to cause offense. Yes. And one Satan knows that once they hammer you like this, you can't pray in the night. I know you now.
you now be struggling. You know what he will do? The day he wants to deal with you, the person will come and fire you. You now be fighting, struggling with it. Before you now get yourself, it's only 15 minutes remaining. Even though you prayed for 3 hours, Jesus and you know that what you actually prayed was 15 minutes. But what your neighbor saw was, Grace prayed for 3 hours this night. He didn't know you are hustling for your life. There are people anointed to cause offenses. If you are trying to survive the one they did before, when you see they do another one, you want to survive, they do another one. So Jesus is telling me to tell you, just be aware that it will come. First thing you do is this: don't allow it to affect you. Somehow you have to build a wall of defense around, because that you might see it as offense is sharp arrow, very sharp. Have you not noticed that there are some things people will do to you? The thing they said it is what they said. The thing will go inside your heart and be burning, paining you. You even pray in tongues, it's paining you. Something is paining you is not telling you that it's arrow. Common sense should tell you that for something to pain you like that, somebody pained you. Hey, my friend, remove that arrow. Call it by the name. I remove the arrow of offense from my heart. I receive healing. Healing is not just for your body. I need to tell you that every of our service here is a healing service. I know you don't believe it, but every of our service here is a healing service. Not just healing for the body. Healing. There are people that came here. The person you are working with, your guy, your boss, they just messed up your day. But when you come, you groan, and then we pray, and then we even chant. You forget. The thing will evaporate and leave. When you are going back, you are full of joy. Whilst you are going back, you are afraid of the place you are going back to. But you know, by tomorrow, they will deal with you. Now, he said, if it is possible, especially if those people are not given to... You know, there are offenses that is mistakes, but there are people that are agents of Satan. What you do, avoid them. Are you hearing me? I need to tell you that offenses will come. And if you notice that offenses is coming and you are praying, take away this thorn from my flesh, and it's not going, also know that your flesh is bogus. Some of the time the offenses come so that it will tame the flesh. You will find out how weak you are in the flesh. Offenses. Let me show you something. What's happening now?
It's paining me.
Do you know why it's paining you? Why is it paining you? The reason why it's paining you is because you are alive. If you want now, I'll bring ice block. Put it. Okay, all these dancers that open your ear, you know how you open it now. Some of you open when you are small, some of you put ice block. The thing we deaden. Doc, what's that drug they use? They give you injection, and that part of your body you stop feeling there. That's the thing that happens to a man when offenses stop paining you. When you see that offense is coming, quickly take injection. What's the name of injection? Spiritual anesthesia. Put it there, inject yourself. Person will be touching you like this. He's not touching. There is nothing that frustrates Satan as touching you and you are not responding. Nothing frustrates him like that. Nothing. But you like to respond. You even explain yourself. You give 17 reasons why it's like this. Satan will be saying, it will be sweet to him. He even suggests number 18 for you. Suggest number 18. The solution is not saying the reason why you are right. It's not about right or wrong. It's about what Satan wants to do. When you mature, you will see things happen. My brother, there are truths, there are higher truths. Truth is not necessarily yes or no.
Yes.
That's why you can only find some truth is only defined by God, is God's reality. So something can happen now, and you say you are right. But when you climb before God, there is a plane you go higher in God. You are wrong. But are you getting the point? But you were right. Abi, is Noah not drunk? Is his son not right? But he's wrong. The king of Egypt that took somebody's wife, is he not right? Huh? Took Abraham's wife, Sarah. Is he not right? Because he asked Abraham, Abraham said, he is my sister. But he is wrong. See, there is truth and there is higher truth. If you come there, you find that it's not about your right or wrong. It's about what God is doing and what Satan is doing. So Satan can give you 7 reasons that is correct, but yet you are wrong. What is important is that Satan wants to scatter something by that offense. You trying to say you are correct, that you have a reason to respond to offense, is not the correct thing. You can have 101 reasons to respond to an offense, yet it is incorrect. You might go to a human court and they will say, something happened to me one time. We are doing you service, something happened. And then my friend called me and said, man of God, if you respond now, you are right. Thank God I was fasting and praying. I won't lie to you. Let me tell you the truth. Me, I wanted to respond. You know, some people won't tell you the truth. Me, I wanted to what? But I didn't have the strength. Because the strength to respond is in the flesh. Me, I'm not eating for days. Sometimes fast, though, the reason why you are fasting is not to get anointing, is to make your flesh too weak to respond. You know, if you are moving on this road and somebody match you and then slap you, say, guy, what? And do like this, and you have not eaten in 7 days. You just get like this. You just be going on because, but even to talk, you know why you are still talking? You have not fasted to some. When you fast to talk, there is an energy to talk. He is not even there. So I was fasting so much I don't even have strength to respond. It's not as if I was so good self. By the time I went to where I went for my final CDS, one of the men sent me a text message. He said, man of God, thank you for your spiritual maturity. I said, who mature? Me, I never mature. Now shop, now never shop. That's why on the days that Jesus was tempted, what was he doing? It will take away the energy to respond in the flesh. As soon as the same my friend that told me, man of God, you can respond now. When I showed him the text message, do you know the rest? I don't know of all the response he could give me. Do you know what he said? He said, you don't pass your exam. The thing occurred to me that it was actually exam, my final year exam. Because that was the last thing I did and I left new service. So imagine if I failed. If you fail that kind of exam, you know what will happen? God will smuggle you and then you come to some place like 10th year and you will continue your class. You never pass the class. You don't like me, hear this one. Your class, you never pass up. You must pass. Yes. Yes. Yes, you must pass. You know, God is kind, he's merciful. You know why he's merciful? Eh? He will give you another opportunity to pass. That's his mercy in this context. Mercy is another opportunity. Absence of mercy is no more opportunity. Because Esau, mercy has left him. He came back seeking it with tears. He didn't even have opportunity again. Amen. Fight offenses. Once you see it, sometimes start praying. I hope you know there is a way you pray and fast and you are touching God, touching God. Did you notice? Some people will start annoying you for no reason. How many of you has happened to you before? People will start annoying you. Even your pastor will even annoy you. It's offense. So that's the number one enemy of love. Once offense starts coming, you start getting offended with somebody. Start getting offended. Something in you will start dying. The link will start breaking. The bond will start breaking. On the long run, you will find out that you are not close to the person again. That's what you saw as manifestation. It started with offenses. Offenses that are not dealt with. Eh? Let me show you how to deal with offenses. Acts chapter 24 verse 16. Watch. He said, hearing. Watch. He said, and hearing do I exercise myself to have always my conscience, what? Void of offense. Number one, toward who? Number two, toward who? So it's not just one place. No. Let me tell you. The greatest exercise you can do as a believer to maintain corporate fellowship is exercise to deal with offenses. Some of you don't know. Sometimes it's not easy on you as a person to do that. You have to. That's why fasting in that context is spiritual exercise. Sometimes you have to pray in tongues for long for you to be able to deal with an offense. Are you getting the point? As you are praying in tongues, the life of God is being pumped into your soul. It will be giving you a capacity to absorb the shock. Are you getting the point? So Paul is saying, no, be so offense, no, they come up. But as offense is coming, me, I'm exercising myself. Sometimes you have to use confession. Sometimes you have to use fasting. Sometimes you have to use prayer. Sometimes you have to use doing the exact opposite of what Satan wants you to do. I've told you the story. I don't know whether it's Satan or God that carried me. And I was moving. I went to the window. And behind the window, exactly behind this window, people were discussing terrible things about me. I said, God, what thing they happen now? Me, I'm not afraid of people saying bad things about me. My problem now is, what made me hear it? Because if you didn't hear it, you can come back. It will be easier for you. You can know. Let me tell you something. You can actually know that this person doesn't like you. Probably saying something that is not good about you. But you don't know what the person is saying. Is it not true? And as long as you don't know, it can help you to maintain a level of aloofness. The thing can't touch you. You have not entered. That's elementary class. There is tertiary institution in the school of offenses. They will bring you like this. You will hear what the person is saying. You will look at yourself and look at what the person is saying. Look at yourself. Look at what the person is saying. To show you that it's Satan. Most of the time, what they are saying is the exact opposite of who you are or what you need. One of the times the people said it, I went to the toilet, I was crying, I cried for 30 minutes. I just broke down, I was weak. I said, make we just leave this thing, make we kukuma go now. I've been there many times. I wanted to say, God, arise and judge for me. I said, God, arise. He said, pray for them. He said, pray for them. Say after me, pray for them. To pray for somebody in that state is one of the most painful things that the flesh doesn't ever like. It's like the story of the small children that lived with us when we were small. One was Dera, the other one was Emma, the other one was Jennifer. You know what happened? My sister beat Jennifer like this. Jennifer wanted to cry. He said, shut up, laugh.
The small girl was like, now I asked her, why are you like this? Said, this laugh is paining me in my heart. I'm happy, no, but this thing is what paining me in my heart. That's what was happening to me. But God told me to pray. He said, pray for them. I was praying, oh God, I don't know what to pray for them. Shagabara bada 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 bada. Something in me was dying. That thing that is dying is actually good for your health. Sometimes the reason why we failed many times from what God told us to do is because we are so much alive. Alive in the flesh. Do you know I prayed for long? For long, every time I noticed, I pray. After some time, that thing that we... And I noticed one thing. You know what I noticed? That actually, these people... Watch. That Satan is trying to shut them off from me. That they need my help. So what Satan was trying to achieve is to shut them off. I saw beyond Satan. I started discipling them. I helped them later in no small way. All of them came back and submitted. Later. Years old. Years later. So what I'm telling you, it might not happen tomorrow morning. Hey, it might not happen what? It might take weeks. It might take months. I pray that your own will not be like my own. Because my own took years. Somebody came to my inbox and says, I want to pass through the same process you passed through. I say, even me will not pray that. Even me, I will not pray my that kind of prayer. More grace, brother. Someone will just wake up and be looking for his death. You know the problem. The reason why I didn't take him seriously, he made the pledge on social media. One day when the anointing is moving and the witness come and say it here, he will come tomorrow like Harry and say, I'm joking, oh. But the mother, they don't laugh like, as you are laughing like this, their joke is serious thing. When they weep, is a reality. When they laugh, is reality. When they cry, is reality. So you appear before the mortals and say, I'm joking. My joke, oh, that language. They don't understand it. Make me a revivalist. So Paul said that I exercise myself. So I've shown you, number one way, prayer. Number two, fasting. Number three, what's number three? Confession. Number four, you might have to do the exact opposite thing that the offense is making you to do. Somebody can offend you. One, curse the person. You know what the Spirit will be telling you? Just finish this lady today. Don't do it tomorrow. You have one opportunity in this life. Hey, ladies, you understand what I'm saying? This thing, he will tell you, see, you will ask for forgiveness after this, and after today, you will not do it in your life. But take advantage of this opportunity. It's a window for you in the spirit. Just finish the matter here. Let the person know you are not mate with. Are you with me? You are not mate, and the spirit will be explaining to you the levels of difference. We are not mate. In the natural, we are not mate. We are not any kind of mate. Why is this one? Why is the person feeling like this? I need to show the person. Akona. The door is open. You are sliding to hell. I'm here with a hook. I'm sending to you a lifeline. I will not come there to save you. I will stay like this and throw you the rope. If you collect, good. If you don't collect. So as he's telling you, finish. Say after me, Joyce, finish. Finish the lady. And there are some ladies, what they have in their mouths. Hey.
Hey.
He's sharper than two-edged sword, piercing asunder to the dividing of the soul and spirit. Huh? When they talk like this, it is better somebody stab you. When that thing is like that, you know what you do. Instead of another way to exercise yourself, not to have offense, is to say the exact opposite thing that you are supposed to say. So if you are supposed to say, you wicked, I know you are wicked, stingy person, you know what you say? Oh, my sister, you are blessed of God. When you say something, we die. Me, I'm telling you what we have. Me, I know. Something will just die. You just die again. You are blessed of God. Wow. Hey, sisters, please help me and imagine this thing. My brother, imagine this thing. You know, it's your. Imagine where you prepared your last meal. You are supposed to eat it. Yes, now food is his problem. Food. He need to be delivered from it. He doesn't know. You now need your camel. Pour two things of milk in it. Bro, plantain and egg. As you prepared it and kept on this table, you went downstairs, text him, ate it. And then you came up. He's cleaning the last part. And he said, I asked them, they didn't tell me who owned it. I'm not eating.
Ah!
Wait, you imagine this thing. Let's face reality. Just imagine, you will backslide though. You will backslide. You that I know will backslide. We'll deal with matters. When we are true, we'll repent. You know what you should have done that time? Go and buy juice for him to compliment the one he ate. As you are doing it, something will be, you will die. Buy drink for him. Because you know at that point, it's not about what is happening. You need to exercise your heart. Guess what? When you do that, watch me, watch this. When you are able to do that, you increase in rank. Anytime you are able to survive offense, you increase in rank. Number two, enemy of love, demonic spirits. Say after me, demonic spirits. I'm not hearing. Say after me, demonic spirits. Many of you don't know that Satan is not happy that people work together. And there is unity, there is love. Many times you might have even seen it in a vision. When people are in unity and in love, Satan is not happy. I mean, Satan himself is not happy. He can do anything. And I need to tell you the kind of spirit that is involved in this kind of ministry. I hope you know there is such a thing as the ministry of demons. That's why if you say, I banish demon from operating on earth, I command you demon to disappear and never come to. It's not true. There is nothing like that in the Bible. What you do is to cast demons, and you can use words and put boundaries for them not to operate here. But even some demons made Jesus like this and said, our time has not come. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Even demons know that their time has not arrived. So there are certain things you can say about demons. So watch. Certain demons can come like this. One of the major ones is the one that is called whispering spirits. Say after me, whispering spirits. I didn't hear you. Write it. Whispering spirits. They whisper. They whisper. They whisper. They manifest in tattoo tales. They manifest in gossip. Are you with me? is they manifest in gossip, manifest in tales. Manifest. There is nothing they can manifest. It's whispering spirits. Huh? Watch. Let me tell you how it works. Watch. Watch. And now, I think I've given a small example yesterday. So, you see this guy now. Watch this hair. He did now. See, he has become big boy because of this hair now. Eh? And he then entered. He used to greet you well before. But because he did galas, he now entered and said, guy. And I said, wow. Children of this nowadays. I don't blame you. It's because all of us are here in Query Side. That's why a small boy can come and just say, are you seeing it? And then the spirit will be telling me, you didn't see it, it's because Papa gave him mic to lead prayer. Since that day, his head has grown. He thinks he's a big man of God now. Is that prayer he led now? Watch, watch. He will come back. He will try to command you. Watch, watch, watch. Watch. He will try to command you. Watch, watch. And the person comes and says, Marvel, I beg, we need to clear this place. So you do this one now. You do this. Say, I told you. What? I told you. What? I told you. Yeah. I told you. Then he will now go to the person that did it and say, watch, oh. You be like, Marvel, don't they behave somehow these days? You notice he's sluggish. You know they respond. Say after me, whispering spirits. You don't know how powerful this is. Some of you have seen it. They operate day to day. You are not intelligent enough to know this spirit. By the time you realize their operation, relationships have been torn apart. Love has disappeared. They are walking over. They have strong power. They are more powerful than witchcraft that came to cut your body in the night. In answer, oh yeah, watch, watch. Tell him to go and use broom. And see, the person, as you tell him, say, I know now, I've heard you, I'm coming. I've heard you, I'm coming now. Huh? Say, I told you. I told you. That's it now. And even quote scripture for you, says the spirit of rebellion at work in him. Is whispering spirit. Say, what you need to do now is that you need to stamp out this rebellion. Make sure. Go, stand up, go and rebuke. You stand up and say, nah, go and do this in God. This or that. Remember, this person is already, the person will come, he will come and then, and then you go to this thing. Guess what? Whispering spirit, you only understand what they are saying when your antenna is tuned to the code. There are certain people that the antenna has been broken. They don't understand. They don't understand the language of whispering spirits. Huh? There is certain things. Sit down with them. I'll just sit down like this and laugh. I say, I know you are the one. Now look at you. You myself know. Say I know. Say now you. The guy will just be disappointed in me. He has been disappointed many times. Me, I know they catch the groove. May you never catch the groove of Satan in Jesus' name. Amen. Before you know it. Before you know it. Before you know it, mountain will come out of it. Everybody will know. Before trouble came, a spirit whispered to him. Finally, can even tell you and say, watch that person. He has even went, he has even told Papa. He has told Papa. Watch. The way you will know. If I'm lying, tell me now. The way you will know is that Papa will come this morning and he will not greet you. It's not just that I didn't greet you, I will just come and warn you and say, sister, you are a suspect. And then I will move. He said, I told you, Tangori, Tangori. Oh boy, arm yourself. Oh. Don't just lose guard. Oh. Arm yourself. Oh. Make everybody there prepared here. Oh.
May they not use you shine, oh. In the kingdom, they must use you and shine many times. Before you shine for God, they must use you and shine. They have not used you to shine. You are not ready to shine. They will use you and shine and shine and shine. And people will even think you are useless, you are not wise, you are foolish and all that. God likes those kind of people. He likes to take the best things of the world, the foolish things of this earth, and confound the wisdom of the wise. So that when you rise, you will know of a truth that man lacks the capacity to bring men to this kind of place. It is obvious that the hand of God did it. On that day, you would have experienced the dimension of God that is called El Shaddai, the multi-breasted, the one that sustains all things and is not sustained by any. You came here because God brought you. The name on your lips and your testimony will be Ebenezer. Thus far have God powered me. Grace brought me here. It was not because men came. I don't want to preach, but we will yet sing Ebenezer, Ebenezer. In years to come, the song on our lips will be what? Ebenezer. Because we lost hope in the hands of men. Even men that we looked upon, they were not able to help us. But God came and stood and said, I'm behind you. I'm in front of you. I'm with you left and right. Till the end of the age. Years later, we saw ourselves stand like giants. It became obvious that we had an encounter with Jehovah Ebenezer. Who will win? Who will win in Jesus' name? Who will win? Who will win? Me, I'm determined to win. That's why we are teaching all these things, so that every man will be armed with what it takes to win. Because of time. Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 to 4. The next one is self-life. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Two, quickly. For men shall be what? I don't want to read the rest because of time. That men shall be what? Lovers of themselves. I want to ask you now, what is the opposite of love? The opposite of love is hate now, but it's not true. Actually, the opposite of love is self. Have you not noticed? Emotional, let me use the emotional dimension of love. If you use the emotional dimension of love as an example, there are sometimes you cannot even differentiate love and hate. Have you noticed? Just think about it. Think about it. Sometimes the reason why you hate the person is because you know you love the person. It's a mystery. Not be so. Damsels can understand this thing. It's a mystery. So sometimes hate is not really the absence of love. It can mean that the reason why the person hates you is simply because he knows that he loves you. I've seen it. Some damsels like this, if they come, they hate you, they are doing, especially, let's assume you are the one. They will not hate you. David, they say, why is this damsel like this towards me? I don't understand. Huh? Do you know why? They like you and love you. But you know, they give them face and eyes. So, are you getting the point? The thing now turns to hate. But, are you understanding this mixture? But the real opposite of love is not necessarily hate. It's self. Say after me, self. Me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and what? I. That kind of person doesn't know what is love. The Bible said in the last days it will increase. The ministry, the first, what you'll be hearing is my ministry, my calling, what God told me to do. I, me, myself, I. those kind of people are, is either they are babes or they are not useful to God. In that kind of place, you can't find genuine love. It is not possible. Because everybody will be running for their own head. In that kind of place, ambition will be high, because it's all about you. When people stay around you, they can't see themselves in what you are doing. See, this is a way you know a man of love that is pioneering or doing a work for God. People come around him and they see themselves. They see themselves in this project. The reason why they see themselves is because they are looking, they are not seeing much of the person. They are seeing Jesus. They can easily contact Jesus. Have you seen it? And as long as you can see Jesus in something, you will have a reason to find yourself in that. But anytime you search in the spirit, the person, a man will loom so large, you can't see Jesus. It's all about self. Huh? That is the enemy, the greatest enemy of love. That's what happened in the Garden of Eden. Man descended to himself. Man descended from a higher realm of the opposite of self. Is not the opposite of being selfish, is not unselfish, it's actually absence of love, because that is the nature of God that was supposed to be imparted to man. Man descended, entered into self, so he declared independence instead of coming to a point where there is unity and synergy so that God will be able to achieve his agenda through his life. He declared independence. When he declared independence, problem started. You see, at that point, it's all about. And don't think it's just about the things of life, even in ministry. The only thing you are thinking is about the calling of God. What God told me to do in this generation, my calling, my mandate, the assignment that God gave me in this generation, the thing, that my calling, my anointing, what he sent me. What, all the time, there are some many young men, they will come and be, I will look at what the young men sent. I will say, this one is very fine. Is it that God didn't call you? It's possible he called you, but you are still full of yourself. That kind of person is not useful to God. You are full of yourself. Some of them are even anointed. Full of yourself in an anointed way. It is still self. It's even the worst kind. Anointed self. You see, that kind of person doesn't know this love we are talking about. He's the direct enemy of love. The person can tell you, I love you, but you can't see it, because love is beyond verbal communication. Love is a reality, an entity that can be felt. Huh? When I was in campus those days, there was, you know, the problem in campus is that many people are looking like men of God. So there is a way you dress, there is a way men of God dress. When you greet them, they say, bless you. Say after me, bless you. I'm not hearing. Say after me, bless you. You know those religious cliches and lingo. You are blessed. Something, you are blessed. And there is a way you greet people. Don't go and greet. There is a way you are blessed. James, you understand this thing. You are blessed. Many of those guys, they are empty. Me, I used to play football in any joke those days. When I have not consecrated that one away. God, I felt it's not sin, but consecration took it away from me though. But those days I was playing, I'll finish. They didn't know that even though I was playing football, I spent my Christmas on Vet Mountain. They will eat, they will while away their Christmas, come back and wear suspended. They will, many of them are fellowship executives. Now. Huh? One was doing man of God, I shook his hand. This one is empty. Until one day I met a young man. The young man was unassuming. He was not even big. I came around the young man. I'm just coming around. I was feeling God around him. I said, what is this? I shook his hands. It seemed as if I shook Jesus. I said, what is this? It was there that I found out. There are things you preach. There are things you experience. The real communication is beyond verbal. Huh? You can communicate verbally, but what is important is that as you are saying it, men can feel what you are saying.
they can enter. As I told you people, that accurate preaching or teaching is opening a window for men in the spirit, such that what you are talking about, they can experience it. So I can tell you about love from now till tomorrow. There is no love in my heart. Meanwhile, I might not have. Have I ever told you I love you before? I'm not sure I use that word self. If I've told you I love you before, raise your hand. There is nobody. But when the brothers met me, I'm not supposed to say this, but for the benefit of teaching, they're the one that bought this clothes for me. That's why I need to wear it. Sometimes the reason why I need to wear some clothes is because some people bought it, and the only satisfaction they are getting is that one day I will get to wear it. Is it not true? So they now bought it, and they were making a speech. They said that what is keeping them is not anointing, is not power. But they suddenly felt so loved. I almost cried. Me, I said, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. Are you getting the point? Meanwhile, we are not saying it. Now, it's good to say it all. Confession is good, it's powerful. But beyond it, the reality has to be there. I think I need to stop here. It's remaining two. But I need to stop. Okay, it's remaining one. One is carnality. Colossians chapter. The same Colossians chapter 3. If you move up to. Show me now. Be fast. Colossians chapter 3. Go up, up, up. Go to like verse 6. Let me see. Okay, for Christians' sake, the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience. 7. In which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. 8. But now ye also put off all these. Number 1. What? Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Verse 9. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deed. The focus here is the old man, the flesh. Verse 10. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. 11. Where there is neither Greek, Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. And then you know how we now proceeded into talking about the positive side. Are you seeing it? Now, remember we spoke about the positive side and spoke about the fact that the binding element of the positive characters of the Spirit is love. Eh? But before we spoke the positive side, in the same Colossians, a list was given to us. This was the list, showing us that there is a negative side. And as long as that negative side is operational, it is not possible to get love around. Are you getting the point? Because once or twice the flesh will manifest, and then love will go down. Imagine if anger manifested. Should I tell you, when love has found full expression, when believers walk in love, in the perfection of the love of God, it is a proof that the flesh has finally been dealt with. In Jesus' mighty name. Can you pray in 1 minute and tell God to help you in this teaching? I think we all need help. We all need help, because the scripture told us in the book of Ephesians that there is a depth, there is a height. Some of us have touched something, so the prince, it be like you don't touch something, but he said there is a depth. Can you tell him, take me deeper? May I know the love that surpasseth all knowledge. There is a love, there is a dimension that surpasseth all knowledge. This kind of love, Anthony, it is not possible for you to communicate it. There is no human knowledge that can communicate it. It surpasses, it's an experiential dimension.
that God will bring us to depths of organic dimension of his knowledge. Depth, depth, depth. The height, the length, the width. Draw me deeper, draw me deeper.
Jesus, I'm in love.
It's fresh consecration.
Jesus, I'm in love. I'm in love. Jesus, I'm in love. Jesus, I'm in love. Jesus, I'm in love. I'm gonna move. You know, Jesus, I'm gonna move. I'm gonna move. I'm in love.
The love of Christ that surpasses all knowledge.
I'm in love. Jesus, I'm in love. Jesus, I'm in love. Jesus, I'm in love.